Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Segment with Charlie Skelton and tons of key news and a news blitz straight ahead. Then we're going to open the phones up on any topic you wish to discuss. Charlie Skelton of the London Guardian. Getting into their, quote, public agenda, I now have not just the first stuff we got, but the full agenda from Tucker's Mole. And I just remembered I've been so exhausted I need to get that to Kurt Nemo and get that out. The first part of the agenda was linked on Wednesday at Drudge for 2 days. But headline, a Bilderberg agenda leaked by Mole. Now we've got the full agenda. So I need to get on that. So much news. It's like water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink just because I don't even have time to get down and drink it. Charlie, you got the floor in the last 4 minutes. What did you think of the nature walk, other things on the quote agenda, other little things you noticed, Bilderberg 2011?
Well, the nature walk was slightly bizarre. It really was. They took their little buses up the hill and then walked back down. And what I found really bizarre is they walked down, a group of them sort of splintered off, and then walked straight smack into about 60 activists and journalists who were just sitting about. And they looked up and they went, oh, my goodness.
And there was a woman in a Princess Leia outfit.
What, the lady in white?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very strange. It all got a bit surreal for a little bit. And then the activists swarmed around and Thomas Enders, the CEO of Airbus, gave a kind of impromptu interview in which he said, yeah, we're just sitting there doing our agendas. And I asked the guy, the Swiss guy who interviewed him in German. I said, well, what do you mean agenda? What's the word? He said, it's the word is agenda. It is agenda. It's the same word. And that was my German accent, my Swiss accent. Oh, I don't know, whatever. But he said agenda. So they're talking about their agenda.
German is the root of English.
Yeah, so, yeah, and then he said, well, what is it? And he said, you know, come here, you don't need to know that. It was an interesting little episode in Bilderberg's history. I don't honestly think they're going to go on many more nature walks. It wasn't that successful.
It was fun hearing all those Germanic voices screaming at the Bilderbergs. They did not like it. In fact, one of them, which British minister was it? Was it Mandelson? Was like, this is terrible. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's Lord Mandelson. I mean, I worry when I see him there because the last time he was there was the year they rushed through the digital economy bill. And if you look at the agenda and you look at the people there, there's a lot of internet security stuff going on. So, wave goodbye to your nice free internet, everyone.
Yeah, they're making big moves publicly to quote, you know, shut down freedom on the web and create internet, too, that's only accessible by the giants. So you've got to be on the giant, you know, systems, the clouds. Beware the cloud, folks, the evil cloud. This cloud stuff is very dangerous.
It's very interesting philosophically. It's abstracting everyone's knowledge and everyone's data and everyone's kind of being and putting it in a sort of place that is. People think, oh, that's out there. That's there forever. It's like digital photos. When's the last time you printed one out? You know, this stuff is. It just takes all of pretty much everything and makes it intangible and deletable. You know, it's how you end up, it's the sci-fi film that ends up with someone being switched off. They flick a button and then, where's my data? Where am I? Oh, you're on the cloud, or used to be until we turned you off.
It's like Tron, where they just delete you.
Yeah, I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous, but that's the direction we're heading in. And, you know, we have to sort of vaguely kind of sniff out the direction various things are taking. And, you know, the direction of Bilderberg is away from transparency and towards a list of things I don't necessarily think are good for the world. But, you know, who knows? I don't necessarily want to talk about what they're talking about so much as just the fact that the way it's done is just abhorrent.
Absolutely. Charlie Skelton, you've done an exemplary job. You are truly a great Bilderberg sleuth. And you've brought the greatest amount of attention next to Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com, helping completely smash the electronic Berlin Wall in 2011. You truly are an info warrior, and we salute you. Folks can find out more at Guardian. Sorry, go ahead.
Thank you very much. I feel like I've just been knighted.
You have been knighted. I'll say bye to you during the break and get on your airplane there in the noisy airport. Guardian.co.uk/profile. Charlie-Skelton. I knight you. Hey.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's really, really very simple at the first level. And that is the fact that if you read the writings of British royalty, of the Royal Society in England, of the different princedoms and fiefdoms in Germania, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, they openly obsessed on how do elites continue their power and never get thrown out of power, because they're aware that other corrupt establishments do get thrown out of power. And they said, we will set up a scientific dictatorship. That term was coined over 150 years ago. And they said it's a dictatorship of the elite, for the elite, by the elite. And it's there, it's in all their writings, it's what they've set up. It's a global standardized society. That's why the same systems go in Australia, that go in the U.S., same thing in Germany, the same unified system. And they're doing it to track and trace you, not just spy on you to see where you're going or what you're doing, because they think you're going to try something or do something bad. No, it's to understand you. It's to know you. They use the television and the dumbed-down media and the culture to keep you totally unconscious, never thinking about who you are and what you are and what it is to be human and what do you stand for. They tell you, don't stand for anything. Be a moron. While they're obsessed with what you're doing and who you are and what you want and what your desires are. They're like a magician endlessly studying new magic tricks to manipulate you. I'm going to tell you a story right now, and then I'm going to give the phone number out. In fact, I'll give the phone number out right now, and then we'll go to your calls coming up in the next segment. but a couple nights a week, we'll let my children watch television. And we've got the whole on-demand system in one end of the house that we know full well's internet, two-way, tracking everything we're watching, everything we're doing. We tell the children this is a computerized system wired into major globalist corporations. It's like when daddy puts out corn to make the deer come so I can shoot them and butcher them. Literally. And they understand. Yes, we understand. As I only let them watch scientific information predominantly. I explained to them, you know how we go to East Texas on our ranch and we have deer feeders? Well, it's the same thing. They get the people on welfare to control them so they can be used as an army politically against the middle class. Do you understand that? Yes, my son at 8 years old. They're hired like mercenaries, but they don't know they're mercenaries. Good. Soon you will be much more intelligent and understanding than I am to watch him grow. He's going to be a great weapon against the globalists. And of course, the 7-year-old daughter and the 3-year-old all beginning to understand how the universe works. If you treat children like adults, what happens with them is amazing. You're meant to mature by 12, 13. Meant to go to sea by the time you're 10. Meant to be in war by the time you're 12. Meant to have a family already well going by 16 or 17. But they stunt development. They stunt growth. But the point is, I go, this is a two-way system. Just like the laptop. Why do we have stickers over the camera? Because they watch us. I was telling them that before it was admitted on the news. Because I knew. I had the blueprints. And not that I'm paranoid. I'm teaching them to be empowered. We're not scared. They're watching us because they're scared. That's right. And then my son starts telling me about the Roman emperors and Machiavelli. He's the one that literally reads adult books constantly. It's scary how smart he is. And a new and improved model. I'm sorry. I shouldn't even talk about him. Sorry. Having a little enjoyment off of knowledge there. I love knowledge. I'm addicted to it. And problem is, people think I'm good at delivering knowledge. It's the opposite. I just have a lot of knowledge. I'm not good at delivering it because there's too much in the way I see the knowledge in a three-dimensional hologram integrated system. But all of you see it that way as well. You must tap into it. You must use it. It will grow exponentially. The human computer is incredible. Now, we're looking at science programs on UVerse or whatever it is, and because I don't really watch it. And they say, okay, you can watch Nova or you can watch a Frontline. And remember, this will still have propaganda in it. And when they do the average anti-human carbon tax guilt business to create a guilt complex so they can then order the kids around when they're adults by triggering the guilt words, we go, what's that? That's a guilt word to make me guilty. And I go, you have to analyze that. Remember, what are the true environmental threats? Genetic engineering, fission fusion, quantum reactors. That's right. Are we against those? No, but they could be dangerous. And we need more, you know, more review of that. But how do we do that? By transparency. How do we do that? We educate people. We talk about it. That's right. That's why we don't let them watch a lot of TV, because then I got to sit there while they're watching it and make sure they understand what's happening. But I'm sitting there, and they're looking at selections, and they go, we want to watch this episode of The Brain or The Mind, I forget what it was, on Nova. I know it's a black guy that's a presenter, an amiable, good presenter. I like him. I only watched him a few times, but if you want to know if it's The Mind or The Brain, I wasn't really paying attention. The point is, it's a black guy that hosts something on Nova called The Mind or The Brain. I think it's The Human Mind. It was one of the episodes. And they start saying, why can humankind think about the cosmos and philosophy and mathematics and incredible literature, but be fooled by a simple trick of a magician? And before they went there, I'd never seen this show, I said, hit pause. I'm going to show you something, children. And my wife's like, no, just let them watch it. And I go, okay, but this is what's going to come. They're going to explain that it's a sleight of hand because in primitive societies, things move so fast and humans are only designed to see the world in a truthful way, not through deception. And if a tiger's about to jump on you or an enemy's coming over the hill and somebody basically, you know, pulls their knife on you and tries to stab you, you've got to make a split-second decision. And so that's why if you throw your fist at somebody, they automatically feel like the fist has hit them, and that's why they'll move out of the way, because they're going for your instincts. They're going at your reflexes, and that's the main thing a magician does, even though you think that they reach in your pocket and got the coin, or you think you saw them flip the coin and then saw it appear across the room in a goblet. It didn't really do it, because your brain has blind spots through its development. My wife's kind of rolling her eyes. She's sweet, but she's just tired of it. You know, and sure enough, everything I said was then said by the television program. But they said it different. They said, a saber-toothed cat comes after you. You got to move quick. Somebody throws a spear at you. You're going to duck, because if you didn't duck, the spear is going to get you. So even if they don't throw the spear, your brain feels like they've thrown the spear. And something I had about a year ago, 2 years ago, and lost, I meant to go over on air. In fact, I think I did, was Daryl Rundis is a salesman, and he's a donator to our operation, great guy. And he likes to come down to visit sometimes, and he brought me examples of how he breaks people out of their trances. And he says, here's this card, read this card. And the card talks about something innocuous, but it's missing words. But you fill in the word, and as you're reading it, without even knowing, you will fill in the word that isn't there. I wasn't even aware of that. I don't study this stuff much. I just organically see it right there in front of me for what it is. And I immediately saw that. I mean, I immediately see things in TV shows. I immediately see it when it's propaganda in print, but I still didn't see it and didn't immediately see it on the cards. And I need to get a hold of some more of those and you know, do a special video about that, because it's the tricks. They're sociologists, they're anthropologists, they're psychiatrists, they're pitchmen. They're constantly studying and spending. It's got to be trillions of dollars in the last 150 years in the aggregate, studying how we work. And they're playing God. And they're engaging in all these tricks. Now, the good news is, for somebody that's awake, their tricks look ridiculous. They look stupid. And you look to the public and you say, why don't you see that trick? Why didn't you just see what happened there? And they look at you like you're crazy. That's why 3,000 years ago, they would call a magician a magician. We call a magician today, but we know a magician is a trickster. A magician is doing sleight of hand. We may not know how he's doing the trick, but we know it's a trick. People thousands of years ago in China, in Rome, anywhere you went, they thought magicians really were magic. They thought when they threw some dirt in the fire and it exploded in blue flame or green flame, that that was a spirit coming out. The magician knew that if he mixed these chemicals together, he would get gunpowder. And if he put certain other metals into it, it would have a certain color. He would say, red dragon, throw it in. Boom, a red fire. Because he knew to add a certain metal to it, copper burns green, but the point is different metals have different fires. Green dragon, throw it in, boom, green dragon. Blue dragon, boom. They thought that was a real dragon spirit coming out. Now today we still call them magicians. The Bible talks about magicians. They're just con artists. But today we go see a magician and we know it's a con, but we go knowing it's a con because it's interesting, because it fools our brain, but intellectually we know it's fake. Now, let me give you another example of a modern magician. There's trillions of examples, literally, because there's Google, you know, unlimited, trillion zeros. There's a Google multiplex, Googleplex, squared by the power of Tetragillion. Past infinity in a multi-layered, 12-dimensional, overdriving paradigm that loops in upon itself. Now, here's an example. It looks when I say this magic trick right now, it's called lying. A lie is a trick. That's why you say in the old days in business, no tricks. No tricks. If there's any tricks, I'm going to take you out back. That's what people in the old days, there wasn't as much crime or as much con artistry, because if people actually caught you in a trick, well, unless you were the high priest, only that group would get away with it. But here's a trick. Toll free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Get you up and on the air when we come back, but I'm going to finish up with the trick. Take some calls and get into all the news. And when you hear this trick, you're going to say, that's no trick at all. But to people in 1951, 99% of them believed it. So see, we got to get ahead of these tricks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If I could tell you how to safely increase gas mileage on your vehicle by 20 to 40%, would you be interested in learning more? With today's unstable prices at the pump, you'd be wise to at least listen and see for yourself. And you can do that at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our advanced technology is what makes 20 to 40% gas mileage increases a reality. It works on all makes, all models for gas, diesel, and propane engines. Curious? Then see how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our compact gas-saving stainless steel units install quick and easy with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe and requires no maintenance. We offer great customer service, technical support, and same-day shipping. Ease your pain at the pump by contacting our friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free, 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Or visit us at SaveYourGasMoney.com. That's SaveYourGasMoney.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
I'm ready.
Okay, I want to start going to your calls, but we were talking about magic tricks. And magic is just a lie. I mean, there's all sorts of lies. Seems like every child I've had at about age five, they learn the joke somewhere, I guess, when they're hanging out with their friends in the neighborhood to say, here, Daddy, sit down. You know, we made you something, and it's some strawberries on a tray. And I come to sit down. I trust my children. And when I go to sit down, they pull the chair out from under me. And my tailbone bounces off the ground. I look at them, and I go, I know somebody taught you that's funny, but I could have broken a bone. And then I could have died in surgery. I almost died when I had a compound fracture when they did surgery because they had to give me 9 times the anesthesia to put me under. Now, do you want me to die? And they're like, no. And I'm like, practical jokes can be dangerous. They'll never do it again. I don't have to give them a spanking. Knowledge is the key to everything. But that's a lie. Oh, here, Daddy, sit down. We'll pull your chair out. You go to sit down. As they see you sitting down, they pull the chair out. Everybody's child's done that I've talked to. Now, that's not the big lie. Early 1950s, you can pull up the hearings. I've even seen clips of it on TV. I always mean to dig that out somewhere. Testifying on organized crime before Congress is the head of the FBI. And the head of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, this is on record, gets up and says there is no such thing as La Cosa Nostra and organized crime. It does not exist. The congressmen, most of them on the take, of course, are giggling. But this has started to break. People were mad. They were tired of being shaken down by the Italian and the WASP and the Jewish and the Irish mob. They were tired of it. And the police in every major city were on the take. We've been corrupt a long time. I mean, they had to fire multiple times in New York, 70%+ of the narcotic squad. They don't do it anymore. They finally got the whole thing corrupt. Almost, you know, every person, or they keep their mouth shut if they're not fully involved. And you're not going to ever hear about that again because it's business. It's big business. But see, that's a magic trick. And the magic trick was he didn't need a black hat and a fancy suit to divert you and a beautiful assistant in garter belts. He didn't need a rabbit in the hat. He didn't need any of the mechanical devices. He didn't need any of his props. He was the head of the FBI. He was the high priest of guarding America. He's the guy fighting the dirty communists. Well, the Pentagon funded the whole thing. Now declassified. KGB records released. He is a man we can trust. He is his G-men. They are the truest blue. Americana. The whole way. They just are the best people you can imagine. Really turns out the government hired a gay man. Not that he was a bad person at first, but because he could be compromised. And then they told him, that's who you hire around you. So we can burn anybody we want whenever we want. And you're going to have your gay palace, the FBI. The lower level guys who aren't in on that club, they'll investigate low level bank robberies and cats in trees. But you got your little gay cult now, J. Edgar Hoover, but you tell people there's no such thing as La Cosa Nostra. Because we got these photos of you. You like to dress up like Marie Antoinette. You got that Mac here. You get the payments. You're going to get the cash. You're going to get everything you want. But you keep your mouth shut or you and your Nancy boys are going to be in the news. And so you wonder why this recruiting, why so many congressmen get caught, why it seems like the norm. It's not that. It's because you've got to be compromisable. You've got to be. They've got to be able to hit one button that isn't connected to all their other crime syndicates. And go, oh, you're burnt. Oh, you're the governor in New York. You're visiting $3,000 an hour hookers. You're going to pass a law, or we're going to release the information, that if anybody gets caught visiting a hooker, we take their car, maybe even their house. Okay, I'll do it. People said he's a hypocrite. Of course he's a hypocrite. They were blackmailing him the whole time. Then he thought he'd shoot his mouth off about banks to get some brownie points. And they said, he's getting a little uppity, burning. Our girls got it all on him. Oh, you think those hookers you're visiting with aren't recording the whole thing and aren't working for the government? And if the hookers get out of line, they hang themselves in mommy's tool shed. See, that's how they control the whole government. So today you laugh and you go, magic trick? Yeah, it's a magic trick to have him up there in a suit go, there's no such thing as La Cosa Nostra. It's a using the term conspiracy theory. Go pull up the quotes. It's a conspiracy theory. Oh, that's when that term was born. Oh, it's a theory, because there's no such thing as conspiracy. Corrupt guys don't get together at farmhouses or at luxury hotels in the Swiss Alps. And if you report on it, you're crazy. And see, I'm just here going, oh, there's the magic trick. He's got another coin up his sleeve. You got the coin in your hand. You're wondering how the other coin's now in your pocket. He's doing a sleight of hand. And you're like children going, no, it's real. Santa Claus is real. He's going to come down my chimney. But 60 years later, you know it's asinine to say that there's no such thing as organized crime. See, stop being gullible. Stop being gullible. Your call straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. You know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we've always done before.
So, one of the more sophistic magic tricks that the globalists have engaged in is to get people to love their servitude, to buy into the lies and defend the lies. Because if you wake up to the lies and stop trusting the system, then it's game over for this ruling class. So they're constantly beta testing new lies, new ways to distract you. But still, one of the best is the magic trick of blowing up a federal building or blowing up some big towers and then saying some foreigners did it so you have a pretext to launch new wars and take the liberties away from your slaves domestically. Because they're starting to wake up. Right when a whole bunch of states were about to implement 10th Amendment moves to kick the UN out of the U.S. and to get our sovereignty back, the feds blew up a federal building. Picked one with a bunch of kids in it. And you go back and look at all the evidence of that, it is an absolute fact that that's what happened. And look, I got to tell you the magic trick here. I mean, I can't just go along with, because a lot of hosts out there, I talk to them behind the scenes, they know the truth, but they're scared. Well, you know what, you better be scared of a society that allows criminals like this to pull off things like this. Now, does that mean we don't have enemies overseas? Does that mean there aren't some real terrorists? No, there are. But the question is, are these threats, the manufactured, the real, the provocateured, it's a whole grab bag of different things, is it worth giving up all of our liberties and freedoms Will this police state be abused against us? The answer is yes, it has, because it was designed to be abused. It's not being abused. It was designed. You were told it was for something else, but it was really for tyranny. And wherever there is secrecy, you need to look. Wherever something can be hidden. Electromagnetic waves, they knew 3 decades ago as they authorized the cell phones that they'd kill you deader than a hammer. They did it. Now it's ubiquitous. Everybody's using it. Now they tell you. Nobody's taking them out. People have habitualized it as a habit. We're dead, just like smoking. Boom. And even the UN has to admit it's as bad as smoking. Not going to stop. Nobody is. Everybody's dead. Okay? Because they know we're creatures of habit. We've now taken these tools. We're tool makers. We're tool users. We love them. We see the tools as us. Now the wireless goes in everywhere. We're all just frying our wombs, frying our genitals, frying our children, frying our DNA. Not going to stop unless we have a total awakening. That's why I'm throwing it in your face. The water, it's invisible. The sodium fluoride, the other chemicals, you can really boil it down and see the contaminant built up on the bottom of the pan, but it's nearly invisible. And you just get used to that chemical taste and think that's what good water tastes like. Hundreds of deadly chemicals, radioactive isotopes, poisonous fluoride, mercury, lead, arsenic. And you complain, the news comes out and says mercury's good for you now. We said so. Magic trick, throw it in your face. That's another magic trick. Just now they know that the jig's up, so they just lie openly about everything and make it more and more bizarre, so we just kind of roll over and learn helplessness. They're just hitting us from every angle, piling it on. But only being aware of the fact that it is a magic trick to make you give up, that really you do have power. See, if you intellectually, coldly understand all this and then allow yourself to trigger emotional anger as a weapon against them, controlled anger, controlled rage, we're going to beat these people. Okay? Now, continuing. Then I'll go to your calls. I was getting into different systems they use to control us. Well, there's countless ones, but the fact is they love things that are hidden. Hidden in the water, hidden in the ether, hidden in the air, the chemtrails, hidden in the electromagnetic frequency pollution, hidden in the cloud. Oh, there's a new way to keep your internet data. You're going to pay us for data storage. You're not just going to have your own data storage and have things, you know, tie in and control your own data. We're going to keep it safe up in our cloud. And what came out yesterday? In fact, Matt, you reprinted for me the article about Amazon's cloud not safe. There was a report yesterday, I think it was even New York Times, that the cloud is accessible. Of course it is. They force you on RFID in the last 10 years. RFIDs in credit cards are getting stolen everywhere. Their answer is, well, now you'll have RFID, as I told you 10 years ago, with a face scan or thumbprint to make sure. Double. Now they're sucking you deeper into the web. Then people fake those authenticators. Then it's even more. There it is. No privacy on Amazon's cloud drive. That's ZDNet. Of course there's no privacy. When you sign up for it, they tell you there's no privacy. But it's the new great thing, and you say, well, I just won't use the cloud. Oh, really? Your wife's going to want the new iPhone 6 that comes out in a year. You're going to want that new ski boat. And sorry, it's not going to start. Its GPS isn't going to work. Its satellite radio is not going to work because it's all going to be cloud-based. Sorry. And that's what the technocrats have bragged about in WashTech Weekly and in Pentagon reports that have been public and in the other big reports they put out in MIT's monthly magazine, is that I'll never forget those documents from 77 that were declassified by the Federation of American Scientists, and it was a mistake. The Army asked that it be reclassified, that the Pentagon to the Army did. I'll never forget, in 2000, they released it. And it's in my book, Descendant to Tyranny, that's online at prisonplanet.tv. The book's now out of print, but you can find it online. And I forget the exact name of the document, but the Pentagon said, in phases, we'll sell it in security and in captive populations like the military and prisoners, but also for the elderly and for security and in passports and driver's license. And then we'll phase in more technology where you at first won't have to be part of it, but you're not going to be able to drive or work or live. And then those people will basically live in ghettos and will be separate from society. And they predicted less than 1% would not join. And that by 2025, the large portions of the public would be inserted into pods. And that wiring and chips would be added to the brain. Now, this is the Pentagon. And that they would slowly phase it out and that people would voluntarily enter it. Then they had that movie that came out a few years ago with Bruce Willis where everybody lives at home and they have their biological surrogates. You know, they have this electronic android that goes out for them. All Pentagon, all laid out. You're going, well, that's just Pentagon theorizing. No, that's the plan. That's the plan, and that's the level before they go to the pod, and that's where the whole matrix comes from. The Pentagon plan is that you're going to live in a tank, okay? And you can say, well, that's not going to happen. Well, folks, they're trying is the point. You're going to live in a tank and be tied into this virtual world. And look, people already spend real money in all these Second Life video games and all the rest of it and pay thousands of dollars for wardrobes and Ferraris. And they even meet women and become prominent. And the system makes them celebrities, a few of them, to make you all pile in. And so if people are already ready to give up their money to be part of an imaginary world by the millions, there's a whole bunch of different systems. What are they going to do? Philip K. Dick wrote about this 30 years ago, the Wireheads. And it turns out Philip K. Dick, I've talked to people that know his family well, the family. I'm going to just leave it at that. His house was broken into. He was being followed by the government. Family didn't believe it till they witnessed it. Dick lived in San Francisco, knew some of the Futurist Society people, knew some of the organization of psychedelic research, which had a bunch of government connections. I'm not going to get into what they're interfacing with, but they believe they're in contact with off-world groups. I mean, this is what the government's into, folks. They're taking the DMT. They've got the black op commanders gobbling high-powered hallucinogens in. I don't even get into all this stuff. We're in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. We're in trouble. The clockwork elves, all of it, I shouldn't even get into it. But the issue here is that whether this stuff's real or not, the globalists think it is, and the elves are telling them, come on, join us, plug in, it's going to happen. People read Dick's stuff 30 years ago, and they go, how did it all come true? Because he had government connections, ladies and gentlemen. PKD was being fed this stuff. And he got several of his novels stolen and got threatened, and a lot of other stuff happened. But I'm now ranting. The point is that the CIA people, and if you go back, they're the ones that gave out the ingredients for LSD on the college campuses. They're the ones that synthesized DMT. They're the ones that did all of this. The owners of Time Life Books in the 40s were obsessed with this. They believe they're communicating with entities. They call them clockwork elves. Joe Rogan talks about it. He takes it. You see the elves, little green hats. There's a reason all cultures see the elves. I'm not into this. I don't take it. Let's say it's not real. Okay, I don't want national news to say Jones believes in elves. The elite, okay, and most of these old men you see at Bilderberg, there's a reason they're all whacked out of their minds. They're taking DMT. You think they're all a bunch of old men? They're in power because they were into this stuff 70 years ago. They were jacking DMT 70 years ago. They were injecting it. They were in special tanks. Their whole science is way ahead. We don't even know what they've got. And the point is that they want to, just by phasing this in, you'll be able to wire your head in and just get unlimited pleasure. It'll feel like 10 times the best orgasm for 3 days if you want straight. And that people will not eat. They will then starve to death. They've done the tests with monkeys. I've been led into the UT facility. They've been doing these tests for 50 years. They're doing them right now. With flicker rates, with televisions in front of monkeys' heads. They got the Monkey Research Center out in Bastrop with TV screens hooked up at the Psych Warfare Center run by the Pentagon at UT. I'm not even supposed to talk about the fact I've been led in there repeatedly. And there's monkeys strapped in with TV screens, flipping American Idol background scatter on the monkeys, testing the algorithm in their brain and how to put in carrier waves over it to put them into a deep sleep process. Just heaven help us. It's so hardcore. People don't even believe it. But that's the kind of stuff I never even get into because you're not ready for it. The globalists don't believe in Satanism. They believe they're contacting interdimensional aliens through the drug use and through the electronic interface, and they believe, and actually write about, Ray Kurzweil, all of them, that they're going to merge with the machines, blast off into hyperdimensional space. And that's why they're so crazy. That's why they want to get rid of us. That's why they're smiling and giddy and acting so nuts, because they believe, if you're a psychiatrist or and are hearing this, understand, whether it's real or not, they believe they are in contact with these entities and are being directed by them. That's why they're so evil, and the entities are telling them eternal life, total power, total control, everything you could ever want. Just kill everyone, set up a world government, build this design we're telling you, build what we're telling you, build this, let us through, build the Hadron Collider, open the dimensions, let us in, we're going to really help you, we're friendly little guys. Demons, aliens don't exist. I don't know. I only cover what I can prove. But now I'm telling you one of the big secrets of the elite, okay? And that gets pretty David Icke-ing. I don't know if any of that stuff's real, ladies and gentlemen. But the point is, that's what the elite are into. That's what they believe. That's what's going on. And I know people separately who lived in San Francisco that knew PKD and other people and the government folks involved in all of it. I get a lot of information at this level. Oh, my God, we're screwed. We are in so much trouble, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a bunch of lunatic elites thinking they're talking to little gray men who are telling them how to get eternal life. Does that sound like a good idea to you? Whatever it is, they believe it. Whether it's, I mean, why would there be in every culture, you can get a Chinese person, they've gone and given DMT to tribes that have never been in human contact, and they see the little gray men, the little elves with the green hats. Yeah, they can fly around with Santa Claus. All right, folks. Okay, and now I've just got into a whole other area here with you. I'm just going to get real here on the show from here on out. Okay. Yeah, here it is. Army names top builders of virtual worlds. Army seeks smart bots in virtual world. And see, here's the problem. Everything I just told you. Search this. Pentagon studies and DMT. I mean, it just goes on and on. The point is, whether it is some group consciousness thing in our brain that isn't real, or whether it is real, I don't know, and I don't get into things like that. But the point is, the elites believe they're in contact. Okay, they think it's real. I won't take DMT to find out. And I don't recommend you take it either. Supposedly hallucinate for about 5 minutes, don't even know where you are. And all the heads of the 60s that it turned out were CIA and FBI, all the main guys, it turned out, you know, who see the mescalito and they take enough peyote, the little elf. They're not seeing pink elephants, folks. And these little elves are telling them, do this, do that. A lot of these scientists will tell you, oh, we got this idea to go this way in technology from the clockwork elves. Oh, they build things. Yes, they do. Now, I'm not saying any of this is real, but the Pentagon is whole hog in this stuff for 40, 50 years. I mean, they are completely obsessed with it. They put out the ingredients of DMT. They put out the ingredients of LSD. They put out the ingredients of PCP. They actually want you taking it. And the question is, why do they want you taking it? Because they want to open something up. And some will argue, well, it's good to have a psychedelic experience and to be able to reach out and expand your consciousness. But the question is, why does the Bible say don't do it? Because it opens up other worlds. Is it other worlds in our consciousness? Is it something in our subconscious? Maybe it's only in our brain. I don't know. But I shouldn't have even gone there. The point is, it just gets crazier by the minute. Pentagon's Cold War mind control test launched chemical concussions and secret LSD. Yeah, that's stuff from the 40s and 50s, yeah. I can see the DMT studies. Now, I don't need DMT to see how evil these globalists are. Let's go ahead, and I'm sorry for ranting. Let's go to Clarice in Italy. Thanks for holding, Clarice.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Alex, I was there at the protest this weekend, and I'll tell you, it was frightening to walk around that place in that town because it seemed to me to be a replay of pre-World War I, pre-World War II, where in the town there were meetings with the, well, now the Socialist Communists. I don't know what that group is about, but I saw that group meeting in one square, another square, sort of a fascist meeting, another square, another one. And they're already compartmentalizing to set up for this and already training them that if anyone is an individual speaking out or says something that offends you or you turn them in. I mean, they're already doing it, and it's frightening. And not only that, to have to be in that place and see all of the symbolism as well, and then being there the day of Saturday when there was a practically an open confrontation with the protesters and the Bilderbergs coming back from their walk.
Sounds interesting. You want to finish up your perspective from Italy on Bilderberg 2011 across the border there in Switzerland?
I think it was very energetic, and there were women there. All of the protesters, I'd say 90% were young men between the ages of 18 and 28, and very respectful.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2233. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
So to sum up what I'm saying, if you go over the Pentagon documents that I put in my book, Descent to Tyranny, they ran out and then told the Federation of American Scientists, reclassify that. We know you said you could release that, but reclassify it. And they say that by progression, slowly getting us into technology and faster, they will dehumanize us. They will take all our basic humanity away. And that finally that we'll live in a virtual reality from birth, wired into this virtual reality. Now, that's called a prison. And that's called taking our humanity away and making us totally dependent on the system. And a lot of evidence shows that's a lie. They're just going to promise that to people. You'll just basically be killed. And by the time it gets to that, there'll be huge bioplagues, giant wars, World War III, things like that, so folks will be more accepting. And whether these government people hallucinating or not have found something real or they're just collectively insane, you look at all the other insane people throughout history. Elites generally get into really weird stuff. But you got to give them credit. They really are building this system. So while we're busy talking about LeBron James and being unsportsmanlike, or was he, every major GMO crop in studies, you can look it up. Just pick one, look it up. Pick a crop that's GMO, cross species. It caused massive infertility in every rodent species given it. You can pick any of the major ones. I think that's pretty big news. But see, it's hidden there in plain view. It's hidden there in plain view. And people are like, well, I can't see it. It's magic. You're telling me there's something in that corn that is hurting me. Monsanto GMO corn linked to organ failure study reveals. Yeah, there's a big report on it. Also infertility, but that's just one report. I mean, people 1,000 years ago would have thought radio was magic. See, whatever people can't see, they think is magic. They're poisoning the water, you can't see it. Magic. They're poisoning the GMO crops. Magic. It's not magic. Magic just means hidden. Occult just means hidden. And that's what the globalists are all about. They know everything you're doing, you know nothing they're doing. They're hidden, you're out in the open. Let's go back to Clara, then I'll go to Kyle, Richard, Tate, Don. I keep meaning to go to calls, but I'm really on a roll today. Claris in Italy, finish up your points about Bilderberg 2011.
It was the most fantastic thing I'd ever experienced. Humanity at its finest on our part. I'm telling you, Alex, all of the protesters, young and old, predominantly male, all very concerned about us women. Myself, I'm 51. I was not ill-treated by any of the members of any of those groups, and We Are Change, Slovenia was there, Birmingham, We Are Change, Germany, We Are Change, and those people were complete gentlemen. And I went there to file a suit because I feel I found the key to what the elite covet. They covet the law, and they're very smug in it. And I filed the suit. I sent copies off to the White House, to the Supreme Court, to the Papal Court, and I sent it off the Sunday before going to Bilderberg. May I read a quick excerpt?
Sure. Where did you file your suit, and against who?
Sir?
What court did you file the suit in?
Supreme Court.
The U.S. Supreme Court?
I sent it to their email. It was the only way I could send it.
So you know, that would have to be filed in a federal court. Before it gets to the Supreme Court, I mean, I'm sure it would be nice reading for them. It would need to go through the court in your district. Do you live in Italy, or are you visiting?
It was my last post before I got out of the military.
Well, that's great. Send us the email again. I want to read that, Claris. I got to jump. I'll come back and take a few calls. We got a guest popping in. But Kyle, Richard, Tate, Don, and others, you're coming up straight ahead. And you know, my whole point about the Clockwork Elves earlier is, I don't believe any of it, is that the people running things are a bunch of deranged lunatics. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.